In ancient Roman myth, Janus is the god of beginnings and transitions, usually depicted with two faces, simultaneously looking to the past and the future. For this first Wisconsin Classical Hour of 2015, let's listen to music recorded last summer, music that comes to us from the 16th century. I'm Laurie Skelton, with excerpts from the final concert of the Madison Early Music Festival, which in 2014 focused on Italy. This particular performance was inspired by the poet Francesco Petrarca and his 14th century Trionfi, or Triumph, series. These poems were written over 30 years and depicted allegorical figures of love, chastity, death, fame, time, and eternity, each one more powerful than the one before it. The Trionfi vision of love and truth was found in Italian art and literature throughout the Renaissance. While not every piece in this concert sets Petrarch's own texts, the order of the music mirrors the progression of the poems. We'll hear a variety of musical styles from the period, from lighthearted carnival songs to complex madrigals. We begin with a springtime prologue as the poet falls asleep, to be met with a vision of grieving lovers of the past as he meets and falls in love with his own muse. For all his ardor, the lady will not yield. Chastity at first mocks Cupid and eventually conquers love, only to be conquered in turn by death. The voices and instruments of the Madison Early Music Festival, with the first three of Petrarch's Trionfi.
Thank you. Thank you.
death grants chastity the honor of dying without suffering, but leaves the poet to mourn. The triumphi, or triumphs, of love, chastity, and death, inspired by the poems of Petrarch and invoked as the closing concert to last summer's Madison Early Music Festival. More from this performance in just a moment. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. In the second half of the concert, fame enters with examples of notables whose names have outlasted their deaths, and assures the poet that his lady will live on through his words. Time, however, moves in to separate fame from the famous. In his search for a lasting truth, the poet turns to God, and it is in the final triumph of eternity that he is reunited with his muse. The influence of Italy is felt in all these works, which come from Nuremberg and Paris, as well as Florence, Rome, and Venice, and all brought to Wisconsin by the Madison Early Music Festival. Monteverdi's setting of the Laudate Dominum ensures a triumphant ending as the Madison Early Music Festival moves through the final triumphi of fame, time, and eternity as inspired by Petrarch. This July 19th concert was the closing performance of the 2014 festival and was recorded for Wisconsin Public Radio by Joe Hartke. Plans are already in place for Slavonic Discoveries, early music from Eastern Europe, this July 11th through the 18th. You'll find details through the Continuing Studies page at the University of Wisconsin-Madison website. In the coming weeks, we'll hear recordings from other Wisconsin summer music festivals. I'm Lori Skelton, and you've been listening to Wisconsin Classical.